This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salutations and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators and fellow learners, I greet you with the Islamic greeting of love, peace and respect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjid al-Furqan and the extended family, we would like to wish each and everyone Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshallah, ameen. Our guest speaker today is Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who is the head of the Imara of the MJC. Without further ado, I hand over to Sheikh Gabriels.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. My beloved fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, and beloved and honorable youth and children and learners, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and honor and respect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors and bounties that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have granted us again the honor to be in the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor. And that is that Allah has chosen us to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not Muslims by chance or by luck. Allah says in Suratul Hajj, "Wajatabakum," He, Allah, is the one that has selected you to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And we also bear testimony. In fact, we tell the whole world that we are the people that pronounce and say that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also tell the world and we bear witness that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرْهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people that will stand first in line to enter the Jannah first through the Shafa'ah, through the intercession of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my first word of advice to your honorable selves today is to increase your salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha al-Nabi al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to put salawat and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi wa sallam and on all his brothers of the Anbiya and Mursaleen and all his families and friends. Wa ahsan Allah khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-Muslimin. And we also ask Allah in this great hour of Jumu'ah to grant me and your honorable selves and each and every Muslim the most beautiful ending of this world. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Amma ba'd fa ya ibadallah. After that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullah mastata'tum. Always be conscious of Allah. Always be mindful of Allah. You can break up the word mindful. Your mind must always be full of Allah. If you're on the verge of doing something wrong or saying something wrong, be conscious of Allah, be mindful of Allah, and you stay away from all wrongs. That is the meaning of taqwa. Wa ati'u, and be obedient to Allah. Fama as'adakum in ata'tum. For indeed, in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَكُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ. And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Fatir, ayah number 5, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. يَا أَيُّوَ النَّاسُ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May Allah increase our love for the Quran. Allah says to us, يا أيها الناس, O people, Allah is addressing everybody. إن وعد الله حق. The promise of Allah is the truth. I want everybody to just to pause and to implement what Allah is asking us in the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't people ponder over the words of Allah. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah is the truth. The promise of Allah is that you are going to be raised and stand in front of Allah the day of Qiyamah. The promise of Allah is, if you were obedient, you will go to Jannah and you will stay in Jannah forever. And that's why Allah says, next ayah Allah says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. So never let the worldly life deceive you. I want you again to ponder. Allah says, don't ever let the worldly life deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And never allow the great deceiver, in other words, the shaitan, to deceive you about Allah. Now listen what some of the ulama say, what this mean. Allah says, don't let the great deceiver, the shaitan, deceive you about Allah. The ulama say, it means, don't allow the shaitan to tell you that you may continue sinning. You can go on with your sinning. Allah will forgive you. Subhanallah. Quran is deep. Listen to the following ayah. Inna shaytana lakum adu. Allah says, indeed, shaytan is your open enemy. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. So treat him as your enemy, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's never going to leave you. He didn't leave alone, for example, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the great imam, one of the four great imams of this ummah, the imam of the Hanbali madhab. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, for example, used to see Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam every night in his dreams. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal memorized more than 70,000 hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Right at the end of his life, shaitan was there because he was feeling the pains of death. And shaitan was there to tell him, Ahmad, just bend your head slightly for me and I'm going to help you. In the meantime, his children saying, La ilaha abi, say La ilaha illallah. And they make like this. And the children thought, Ya Allah, is our abi saying, no one to say La ilaha illallah. When shaitan left, he said to his children, I didn't say no for you. I said no to the shaitan. A person with the caliber of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, shaitan never left alone. And then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. إِنَّمَا is أَدَاتُ الْحَصْرِ. It's a letter of restriction. The only reason why shaitan is calling you to join his party is to take you with him to the fire of Jahannam. وَقَدْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ كَانَ هَمُّ الْآخِرَةِ كَفَى اللَّهُ دُنْيَاهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ هَمُّ الدُّنْيَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ الْفَقْرَ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever's main concern is the akhirah, only worried about akhirah, then Allah is suffice. Allah is enough for you for this world. And whose main concern is this world, says Nabi Muhammad alayhi wasalam, then Allah will write down poverty in the middle of your two eyes. What does it mean? You go for the million. When you finish with the million, you go for the second million. After the second million, you go for the third million. The money in the world is never enough for you because your main concern is this world and you're not thinking about the akhirah. My beloved ones, the great month of Ramadan is just about 8 days, 8 days away, alhamdulillah. We need to express our joy and our excitement to the coming of Ramadan. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the end of Sha'ban expressed this excitement and joy and said to us, indeed a great month has come to you, a month full of blessings, says Rasulullah. In it is one night that is better and greater than 1,000 months. Whatever you're going to do on that particular night is greater by Allah in reward than 83 years of good deeds. This is the month of Ramadan. So my dear ones, what is the true excitement that we need to show? The true excitement is to be excited and eager to spend a lot of your time with the Quran, for example. The true excitement is to be excited and eager to exert yourself in the month of Ramadan. The true excitement for the Ramadan is about changing your whole life and about excited to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is not only about staying away from eating and drinking. Jamaat Muslimin, coming back to the point of to use this Ramadan to get closer to Allah. If I ask your honorable selves, are you very close to Allah? Wallahi, most of us or all of us will say, not actually, I'm not so close to Allah. My dear ones, I have a special request or appeal to each one of you today. Please say to yourself that this Ramadan, I am going to exert myself as never before. I'm going to repeat that request. Say to yourself, this month Ramadan, I'm going to exert myself as never before I've done. This Ramadan, I'm going to exert myself to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Ramadan, I'm going to exert myself to make it my best Ramadan ever. This Ramadan, I'm going to exert myself with the intention that Allah free my neck from the fire of Jahannam in the month of Ramadan. I just want to remind everybody that our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that in the month of Ramadan, every night, Allah free the necks of thousands and thousands of people in the month of Ramadan. And in the last night, Allah free the amount of the whole month. So make yourself that intention that I'm going to exert myself with the intention that Allah free my neck in this coming Ramadan. Ameen, Rabbal Alameen. My dear ones, allow me to suggest that we have a theme or a plan for this Ramadan. We can't go into Ramadan and we've got no plan, no theme, no objectives. And the theme that I am suggesting is that each one of us go into Ramadan. The theme is, I am going to exert myself. Imam Shafi rahimahullah, the great Imam, used to read, can you believe it, 2 khatams of the Quran every day in the month of Ramadan. 1 khatam in the day and 1 khatam in the evening. Imam Shafi rahimahullah was born in Gaza, Palestine. At the age of 10 years, his mother sent him to Makkah to go learn the deen of Allah. And when he drank the Zamzam, He made two intentions and two du'as. Why did he do it? Because Rasulullah says that the ma'u zamzam, the water of zamzam, whatever you intend for, Allah will grant you. And he made two intentions, that he must become one of the fastest horse riders in Makkah. And he became one of the fastest horse riders in Makkah. And the second niyyah was that Allah subhanahu must grant him an abundance of knowledge. And Allah did grant him, alhamdulillah. When Imam Shafi rahimahullah, Allah granted him such a great memory. When he traveled from Makkah to Medina to go learn from Imam Malik, look at the humility. He memorized between Makkah and Medina the whole of the Muwatta. Muwatta is a big 6 volumes kitab book from Imam Malik. He memorized the whole book. Later in his years, he went to his ustaz, Waqi'. And he says, Shakotu ila waqi'i su ahifdi. I complained to my ustaz about my memory not being so good anymore. Fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. So my ustaz advised me and guided me to leave alone wrongdoings and sins. Do you know what's a wrongdoing that was referred to? Imam Shafi, on one occasion, in a split second, his eyes fell on the ankle of a lady by mistake. فَأَخْبَرَنِي بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. And then my ustaz informed me, بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ, knowledge is nur. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. And the nur of Allah is not given to sinners. My dear ones, I have another special request. Please allow ourselves to become more serious about our deen. Please allow ourselves to become more serious about our relationship with Allah. Please allow ourselves to become more serious about our relationship with the Quran. For Imam Shafi to have been able to read 2 khatams per day, he had to put everything else aside and just focus on the Quran and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every minute in Ramadan is priceless and so precious. My dear ones, and let me take out my phone. This phone is one of the biggest distractions. So I want to advise, part of exerting ourselves. And one of my du'as today is that today's Jumu'ah is not just going to be another Jumu'ah. So my advice is, in the month of Ramadan, that instead of being so eager to open the phone to see your messages that came through, that you rather concentrate on the messages from Allah. Because really, we don't have time for the Quran. And part of exerting ourselves, I would suggest, and inshallah I'm going to do it. It's no use that I'm going to say that I don't do it. I suggest that we put in the Ramadan, you put off your phone at 8 o'clock the night, and tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, you put it on again. That's part of exerting yourself. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Just before I'm going to translate this ayah, I once met a big businessman from Durban. And he said to me, and he took out his phone, he said, Sheikh, at the end of Ramadan, I go into itikaf in the masjid. I take this phone, I put it away on my cupboard, and when I come back after 10 days itikaf, I open my phone again. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad ﷺ was the best example. The Nabi alayhi wasalam, at the end of the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days, 10 nights, what did Rasulullah do? The Nabi Muhammad went into the masjid i'tikaf. Did Rasulullah sit with everybody? No, the Nabi Muhammad put up a tent in the masjid to spend the 10 nights and 10 days with Allah. So when are we going to do it? We can't live our whole life and not once in your lifetime you make itikaf. So it's all about exerting yourself. It's all about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat Muslimin, right at the end of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu says to us, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Establish your salah 5 times per day on time and give your zakah and hold unto Allah, cling unto Allah. We know most of the other ayah, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ. Hold unto the rope of Allah. In this ayah, Allah is saying to each one of us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Hold unto Allah, cling unto Allah, have a close relationship with Allah. Just imagine one of the kings of the world say to you or to me, Mr. Gabriels, I want you to be very close to me. I want you to have a close relationship with me. In fact, no king in the world will do it. But the King of Kings has offered for all of us to have a close relationship with Allah. My dear ones, the nature of this life is that there will always be difficulties and problems. So what does Allah says to us? Allah says to us, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, with all difficulties and problems, ease and comfort will come. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبَ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبَ. So if you have completed all your tasks, then focus. Focus on your relationship with Allah. Focus on your character. Focus on your deen. Focus on your salah. Focus on going to Jannah. And listen to the last one that Allah is saying to us. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm requesting again that we need to make more time for the Quran. And inshallah, do it this Ramadan. Listen to what Allah says to us. Wa ila rabbika farghab. Turn with your entirety towards Allah. That is what Allah sings to us. Turn with your entirety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear ones, may Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings and weaknesses. And may Allah grant that today's Jumu'ah was not just another Jumu'ah, but that we are going to exert ourselves to achieve the main objective of the month of Ramadan. What is the main objective of the month of Ramadan? Allah said, Allah has made the Ramadan compulsory, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can become of the most pious, so that you can become of the muttaqeen. My dear ones, make sure that you are going to at least bring about one change in your life. You can't go through this Ramadan and you are still the same person. No changes, no more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allow me to say it now, based on the hadith of Rasulullah. If that is going to happen, then you are a failure. You're a loser. Because Rasulullah says, Man istawa yawmahu fahuwa maghbun. Whosoever's 2 consecutive days are the same, you're a loser. So you can't be, after a year, still be the same person. So may Allah grant that we're going to exert ourselves in the dhikrullah. The Nabi Muhammad says, alayhi salatu wasalam, there are 4 things that you need to increase in the month of Ramadan. Another way to exert yourself. 2 of the 4, if you do it, Allah is going to be highly satisfied with you. And the other 2, you can't do without. The 2 that Allah is going to make that Allah is going to be satisfied with you is increase to say, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. We must plan our Ramadan. Otherwise, Ramadan is going to go and you're still the same person. You didn't exert yourself. You didn't increase your dhikrullah. And the other one that's going to make Allah highly satisfied with you is to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Jamaat Muslimin, and this is now specifically to the smokers. This is the time to make that big decision. I know it's not an easy decision for the smokers because they are so addicted to smoking. So somebody has to tell you or somebody has to remind you that smoking is not halal. 99.9% of the ulama, the muftis, I'm not a mufti, 99.9% of the muftis of the world has made smoking haram. And it's obvious. You can go to all the medical doctors. What happens to you, your heart, your lungs? In South Africa, they're very kind when they write on the cigarette boxes. But if you go to any international airport, Doha, Dubai, it stands there on the box. Smoking kills you, whether you like it or not. It's the truth. So inshallah, be strong and do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, at Muslim, I drive every morning, drop my children, my grandchildren. And the amount of people that are smoking, the amount of school children that are smoking, it is a disgrace. So I ask you, and I'm doing this out of love and concern. It's not about trapping on your toes. It's about love and concern. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. So make that intention for this Ramadan, inshallah. If the MGC and the man kickers tell us the moon has been sighted, and you stand in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, this is the month that I'm going to bring a major change in my life. I'm going to decide to quit smoking. And if you've been smoking, Peter Stuyvesant, you tell Peter, you say, Peter, we had a long relationship, but I'm so sorry, man. I have to separate from you. And unfortunately, I'm going to give you 3 talaqs. And the reason for 3 is because after 3, you can't take back. But you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat Muslimin, beloved ones, tubu ila Allah wa staghfiru. Make tawbah to Allah. Repent to Allah and ask Allah forgiveness. For indeed, our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, alayhi salatu wasalam, At-ta'ibu min dhanbi kamman la dhanba lah. A person that returns from his wrongdoings and his negligence, by Allah, it is as if you've never ever done anything wrong. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sometimes I like to quote what our beloved colleague Mufti Ming said once. He said, my brother or my sister, if you don't make it to the Jannah, the day of Qiyamah, don't blame anybody, just blame yourself. Because Allah is the most all forgiving. You could have been the biggest sinner. If you come back to Allah, Allah will forgive all your sins. The other hadith, Jamaat Muslimin, that I've been reading for 37 years as an imam, I every week end off and conclude my lecture with this hadith of the Nabi Muhammad alayhi wasallam. Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. The best of them are those who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I must admit, whenever I come to this part of the explanation, I remind my beloved brothers and sisters about the 5-time salah. There are too many Muslims that are still neglectful of the salah. My brother or my sister, if you are here today and you are not making 5-time salah, this message is meant for you. Allah wanted you to hear this message because Allah wants you to go to Jannah. There's one hadith that I've learned from my teacher, Imam Ismail Ibn Abdullah Johnston, mahallahum jannah fakhin. I didn't read this hadith in the kitab. He repeated so many times that I memorized this hadith. Man laqiya Allah wa huwa mudhi'un lis-salah lam ya'ba illahu bi shay'in min hasanati. Whosoever leaves this world whilst he or she was neglectful of the salah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is not interested in all your other good deeds. You could have gone for Hajj every year and gone for Umrah every day or every month or given sadaqah, millions to the poor. But because of your negligence of the salah, Allah don't want to see you. Allah is not interested in all your other good deeds. In fact, the hadith doesn't stop there. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the malaika will come and tell you are standing in the wrong queue because you will be standing with the Muslims. Your place is there with the kuffar. And the hadith doesn't stop there. Your place is there with the worst of kuffar. Fir'aun, Haman, Ubay ibn Khalaf. So I'm addressing you again, my dear brother and sister. If you are here today and you are not making your salah 5 times per day, I ask you in the name of Allah to make that decision right now. That inshallah, ya Allah, from today onwards, I'm not going to miss one salah until you take me away from this world. Jamaat Muslimin, just before I conclude, I want to give you the good news. And this good news comes from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Rasulullah says, idmanu li sittan, guarantee for me 6, and I will guarantee you the Jannah. Guarantee for me, if you made the promise, keep up your promise. Usduku idha haddathum, whenever you speak the truth, that will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. Don't be like other people in the world. Most of the people of the world are lying. They are liars. You be truthful. That will be part of your guarantee to Jannah. The third one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to protect your private parts. We know what is happening today in today's world. Most people are sleeping around. Married people, young people, everybody's sleeping around. There's a lot of young people in the masjid, I want to tell them. I don't normally do this out of afraid that it looks like a brag. But because of what's happening amongst the youth, I want to say to youth, I will be 70 years old this year. I've never, ever slept with another woman besides my wife. And that is what Allah wants for us, not Ibrahim Gabriel's. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. One of the reasons why you will enter Jannah, Allah says, because those people preserve their private parts. The fourth one says, Rasulullah, guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. We know what's happening to so many of us. May Allah forgive us. We want to look at each and every woman in the street. We are looking at women as if we are looking at the Wimbledon tennis match. You must lower your gaze. Jamaat Muslimin, what is even worse in today's time is the pornography. And not only pornography, the addiction to pornography. There are people, there are Muslims, they can't do without pornography. Astaghfirullah. This is why Allah has made the Jummah fard. So that you can be reminded, so that you can come back to Allah, so you can make tawbah to Allah. The fifth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. One of the reasons why I was eager to repeat this hadith, the last time I was here in this masjid, and it was live on Hilal TV, I spoke about family. And any person that cuts you off from the family, Allah cuts Allah off from you. So a mother, she was not in Jumayyah, she heard at home. She asked her youngest son to make contact with me because her children are divided. For the last 3 years, she says, I didn't enjoy my Eid because my children didn't come to give salamat for Eid. Because he's afraid he's going to see his sister or his brother. And alhamdulillah, we got all of them together. And they are now united. The Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. Whatever your brother or your cousin or your uncle did to you, you forgive. And the last one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to carry out your responsibilities. And there are many responsibilities. I'm just going to mention 2. We as husbands, we've got the responsibility to honor and respect and love and care for our wives the way that Allah wants us to do that and not to abuse them. And the second responsibility is to all parents that you have got the responsibility to make sure that your child will go to Jannah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you believe, save yourselves and save your family and your children from the fire of Jahannam. I end off with the best of words. Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those people who are taqwa. Why are we going to fast? Because Allah wants us to go to Jannah. The muttaqeen, they will go to Jannah. Allah says in the Quran, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Jannah is prepared for the muttaqeen. The Muslims, we have developed taqwa all year, and especially in the month of Ramadan. Allah says, those people of taqwa, they will be led to the Jannah in different groups. Everybody's not going to be in the same group. There are people that right through the year, they make salatu tahajjud. They fast on a Monday and a Thursday. They do much more than us. You can't expect everybody to be in the same group. So different groups. Hatta idha ja'uha, until they reach the doors of the Jannah, the Jannah's door will be open welcoming them. Wa qala lahum khazanatuha, and the malaika in charge of the Jannah will say unto him, to them, salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. Tibatum, you've done well, congratulations. Please enter the Jannah and stay forever in the Jannah. Allah says, and after the people have entered Jannah, they will say, the first thing they will say is, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. Alladhi sadaqana wa'dahu, we skipped his promise. Allah skipped Allah's promise. If you are obedient to Allah, you will go to Jannah. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْجَنَّةَ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّعُ مِنْ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. And then they will say that, and we thank Allah that made us inheritors of the land of the Jannah. نَتَبَوَّعُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. And Allah will give us the choice. So you can get in Jannah, you can walk around and say, I'm going to choose to stay there on that mountain there. Subhanallah. Jamaat Muslimin, the last word I want to say, and this is very crucial. Allah says, فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. What an amazing reward for those who exerted themselves, for those who work hard. There's no more time for us to be mediocre Muslims. You know what's the meaning of mediocre? Just an average, a normal Muslim. No, we need to be extraordinary Muslims. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. What an amazing reward for those who worked hard. Jazakumullah khairan. It was an honor for me to be here. May Allah grant us, as we've been meeting here today, that Allah grant all of us to meet in Jannah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah khair. We say shukran to Sheikh Gabriel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh a long and healthy life filled with barakah, inshallah, ameen. We also request that the Jamaat keep Brother Abdul Qayyum Hamida's son in your du'as, as he is undergoing chemotherapy for cancer in the lungs. Please make du'a for health, inshallah. As well as for Ajani Amina Ali, who is not too well from Cravenby. They are regular musallin at the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Islamia once again has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah. The first adhan will be made by Amir Parker, and the second adhan will be made by Adam Arden, both students at Islamia College. I kindly ask if all musallis can please stand and fill any gaps so that there is no time wasted between the khutbah and the salah. Shukran.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la محمد رسول الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allah.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد ورسوله القائل أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء المرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين أما بعد فعباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان هم الآخرة كفى الله دنياه ومن كان هم الدنيا كتب الله الفقر بين عينيه أيها الأحباء توبوا إلى الله واستغفروا فإن رسولكم قال كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فدخلوها خالدين بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر، وإن الآخرة دار مقر، فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم، ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون، وتبعثون كما تستيقظون، ولتجزون بالإحسان إحسانا وبسوء سوءا، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض الله من خلف الأربعة، أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى، وأن تنصر إخواننا في غزة وفي الضفة وفي كل فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم يا الله بنصرك العزيز. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، واشكروه على نعم يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله. استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا ويرحمنا ويرحمكم الله. شيطان الروز من فضل. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تناجيتم فلا تتناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وتناجوا بالبر والتقوى، واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون.
إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ